Farage, MPs engaged in betrayal of greatest democratic exercise in our history. By Victoria Friedman on January 15, 2019. Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage has said that the political class ignoring the will of the people is a complete betrayal of the greatest democratic exercise in the history of our nation. Calling out the establishment for attempting to frustrate Brexit, Mr. Farage said on Jeremy Vine on 5 on Tuesday, "Let's be clear, we didn't just vote to leave the European Union. In a referendum, we backed it up in a general election where 80% of people voted for parties that said they would honor the result of the referendum. And then 500 MPs voted for Article 50. They are our elected representatives, they took the decision. And now they are trying to wriggle out of that," the Brexiteer said, alluding to MPs attempting to suspend or even stop Brexit to avoid leaving on World Trade Organization WTO terms if Prime Minister Theresa May's EU withdrawal agreement is voted down on Tuesday evening. "Our political class cannot accept the idea that we become an independent country. They haven't got the vision, they haven't got the breadth. They haven't got the imagination, and clearly none of them are looking for the channel and seeing what is happening in France right now. What's happening in Italy right now," he continued. In reference to the populist riots against French President Emmanuel Macron's progressive reforms and the election of the populist nationalist government in Italy, both representing a rejection of the globalist European project. "The European Union is about to go through a massive wholesale change. Here's our chance to lead the way to a better Europe of sovereign countries working together. It's very simple," Mr. Farage explained. "We want to govern our own country. We want to make our own laws, control our own borders. It's very simple. We didn't vote for a series of deals, we voted to leave, and Article 50 helped us in that because it gave us two ways of leaving. One was a withdrawal agreement and the other was on WTO terms, and that is what 500 MPs voted for. What you are seeing in Parliament is a complete betrayal of the greatest democratic exercise in the history of our nation." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.